Live from the capital of Raider Nation, Las Vegas, Nevada. It's Silver and Black Today. Your daily dose of all things Las Vegas Raiders football. News, views, guests, and your phone calls are all part of the game plan. There's only one nation, and it listens here. Now your host, Scott Gulbranson.
Strike to claim it. A strike to claim it. And he got it!
Welcome back. Silver and Black Today. Thanks to DeMond Cotton for the funny opening. I like that. This is Silver and Black Today here on Raider Nation Radio. Scott Gulbranson with you one last time. That's right. Today is our last show. If you missed that announcement last week, I am walking away. Got some health things to figure out, but I'm not going away. We have silverandblacktoday.com, the website that started all of this, which led to a podcast, which led to a radio show on another station for 2 years, and then just blessed and fortunate enough to be part of the launch of a unique station, that, of course, Raider Nation Radio, a station devoted to your team, the Las Vegas Raiders. And so we're going to do it one more time here today. So I appreciate you guys being with me. And I'm just blown away by the notes that I've gotten, some public, actually more of them private, direct messages, emails, and whatnot from the listeners out there. A lot of you who don't call in regularly, a lot of people just listen. You know, we have a lot of callers. I'm sure we'll hear from some of them today, but it just blown away. And thank you for that, because you know, you go into something, you start a business, you start to do something. And for me, I started off in media coming out of college, but then went into the corporate world and did corporate communications and PR, digital marketing, social media marketing at some of the biggest brands in the world, in the country. And so I was away from media for a long time. Getting back into it was the day the Raiders decided to move to Las Vegas. I bought some URLs and I said, hey, I'm going to start writing. I'm going to get a staff together and start a website, an independent news website. There's so many great Raiders websites out there. A lot of them, the big companies, right? And those are great. I mean, we've had all of those journalists here on the show many, many times over the years. The beat writers, all those guys and gals who've come on the show over the years have been so good to us. But we started this independent news site and also the YouTube channel and, of course, the podcast. And we were fortunate. We developed the podcast. If you listen to like my earliest podcasts, since I had been away from it for years, I had been away from broadcasting for a long time. They were rough, but we used to do it at a local cigar lounge, a cigar box. Shout out to my friends out there. And then we did it at some local bars and then CBS Sports Radio here in Las Vegas and then here to Raider Nation Radio. So it's been quite a journey, and the journey's not over. I mean, I have to take a step back from doing a daily radio show, the grind of that. We're not going anywhere. We're going to be around, and we have talented writers on the website. You've heard all of them here on the show as well as the podcast will continue. And we love doing the live videos. The interaction on the live videos, too, on YouTube and Facebook and Twitter are awesome as well. So we will do that as well. We've had a big audience, actually, on YouTube that I kind of had to abandon when we started this daily show because of COVID and all that, we couldn't get the studio set up to do the streaming video. And then we had co-hosts like Q, who was out of town. He was down in Texas. And so there was a lot of technical things we couldn't put together for that. But we'll be back on video a lot more once I recover a little bit from some of the things I'm dealing with. But again, you know, just want to thank everybody for their support, because it's just amazing. And not everybody likes our show, and that's fine too. They don't matter to me, but all of you who've been such loyal listeners and great folks, you agree with me, you disagree with me, and you always bring, I think, a really great sense of who Raider Nation is. And I was on the morning show today with Pritch and Clay, and we talked a little bit about it too. Those guys are awesome. And a big thank you to Pritch and Clay. A big thank you to JT the Brick, who's been an incredible mentor and friend and someone that I've talked a lot with about Raider Nation Radio and what we wanted to do and what we did do this first year. I mean, launching an entire radio station devoted to a team is remarkable, and it had huge challenges. And then, of course, Vinny Bonsignor, who comes up after us here on in the huddle with Lincoln Kennedy as well. Vinny, I had known. Vinny was a contributor on my show at the other station, so I've known Vinny for several years, and he was an incredible mentor and friend, and gave great advice for somebody who's only been covering the NFL for 3 years. All of these guys were great, and I've just gotten some great notes from a lot of them, and I want to say that I appreciate that very much. And so we're going to give you one last show here on the airwaves in Las Vegas. A special thanks to, as well, to Lotus Broadcasting, Natalie Marsh, and also Kyle Engelhart for bringing us on board and seeing that we had this great fan base already for our show, and it was part of the mix here on Raider Nation Radio. So that's awesome. Co-hosting to meet with me today is one of my favorite guys at Lotus, and that, of course, is Damon Cotton, who you can hear as well with Vinny coming up next. He also produces Vinny's show. And Damon, thanks for the funny opening, man.
Yeah, man, wanted to start it off right. You know, who do you think you are? I am. You did it, Scott. You did it.
I did. You know, always, there's always help. But it's been, you know, it's been fun. It's bittersweet. You know, somebody texted me today. One of my great friends, longtime friends for 26 years, actually, and a mentor of mine, Coach Jim Bowl. He's the all-time winningest women's basketball coach at UNLV. And he texted me this morning about it. He says, oh, do you feel a little relieved? And I said, well, you know, I kind of feel like, and Damon, see if this is accurate. I feel like sort of like, and I had to do this last year during the shutdown. When you put down a favorite family pet, right? You know it's the right thing to do for yourself at this time and in that case, a pet. But you're sad too because you love this. And the main reason I love this is not only being able to work with you, Damon, and of course, Chris Chapman, and everybody else at the station, but also the callers and the listeners. I mean, that's been the best thing for me, has been the interaction. And I hope I don't lose that as we move away. I don't think we will. We had between August 3rd and December 31st, you know, a lot of people listen to this show outside of the market, outside of Las Vegas. And we upload the show thanks to efforts from folks like Damon and Chris, who send me the files each day so that we can get it up on our podcast feed. So a lot of people listen to the show after the show is over. They listen to it on their commute home, if they're, you know, depending where they're at, or they listen to it at night or the next morning. And, you know, we had 1 million downloads just from August through December. And it just goes to show you that there's a lot of people who like what we did. And we always tried to bring that professionalism, bring you interesting guests. You know, I always strived. We had a mix of local guests, of course, people like Jesse Merrick, and we had Chris Matthews on the other day, and other folks here in town, and Vinny, of course. But we also really strive to bring you national voices, people who could look at teams that the Raiders were playing, but also people who could give us a national sense for what was going on with the Raiders and how they were viewed outside of Las Vegas, outside of Raider Nation, which sometimes, you know, I know Raider fans don't like, but we always brought those voices. We always tried to stay on top of big stories. I mean, just this week, being able to get Mike Sando when this whole thing broke with Russell Wilson yesterday. And so we got him on. And so I'm proud of that. I'm proud of the work that we were able to do, and proud of the brand I've been able to build. There's still room to grow, of course. But this show has been so instrumental in that. And I appreciate so much everybody's hard work on it. And most of all, I appreciate your listening to us. It's been phenomenal. And for this guy who grew up a Chargers fan, right? And there's still these kooks out there who have pictures leaked from a former friend who happens to be in the media, who try to use it like it's some bad thing. Like I've tried to hide it, which is funny because I've talked about it ever since the first week I was ever on the air on the other station, I talked about it. But nonetheless, I've always covered the team fairly and objectively, which some fans don't like, right, Damon? I mean, you hear it too, right? Which is, in today's society, I don't care if you're talking about politics, entertainment, or sports, there's some people who just want to hear the positives. They want to hear what they already believe.
You're absolutely right. I've looked on Twitter, you know, as the Q calls it, the cesspool, and it's some people's like, hey, as soon as that Damon guy talks, I stop listening. And it's just like, well, thank you for listening. That means you at least had to be tuned in to turn it off when I talk. But yeah, there are some people that if you're just even a little bit critical, it's just like, you know, you're the worst ever. And then the people that are too critical, they still don't want you to talk down on their team. You know, the downtrodden fans that just think that we're never going to win a Super Bowl. But the minute you say it, how dare you say that?
No, exactly. And it was interesting for me, and I am being a little retrospective today, so forgive me. And we'll get to some football too, don't get me wrong.
And the callers, but, they're lining up. They want to send you off with a nice farewell.
Yeah, I see some familiar names there. I'm looking forward to talking to. But we also had, listen, I mean, here's the point. Like I said, I'm not somebody who's been in the media for a lot of years until I started doing this again 4 years ago. I had been out of it. And there's a lot of people in the media who don't like that. Like they believe in the kind of old school approach that, hey, you got to put in your time. And, you know, I've been doing this for 15, 20 years. And
you didn't pay your dues.
Yeah, pay your dues type of thing. But, you know, we worked hard to do it and we got it. And that's what has always been good. Every once in a while, I engage with these people who don't like the show or don't like me for whatever reason. And the bottom line is they don't like it because they didn't do it. I started this all on my own and I just did it. And so I don't say that to toot my own horn. I say that to everybody out there. I don't care what walk of life you're in. I don't care what you do for a living, what's your background, what's your color, what's your creed. I don't care who you are. If you want to do something, go do it. Okay. It's a lot of hard work, a lot of effort, a lot of sacrifice, but you can do it. And I think that's always what I've tried to be, is I've always tried to be somebody who says, look, I'm just going to go do it. And you know what? I'm going to fail a lot and hopefully I'll succeed too. And we were able to succeed quite significantly here too as well. So it's been good. Just some breaking news I want to share with everybody too from the football perspective. It appears Disney and the NFL have reached agreement on a new rights deal. Disney and the NFL have reached agreement to keep Monday Night Football and also ABC to return to the Super Bowl rotation for the first time since 2006. It says, sources here, this is I'm reporting from Sports Business Journal. Sources said Disney is expected to pay an increase of 30% over its current deal, which is based on an average of $2 billion per year. So that's around $2.6 billion. So the NFL, through the pandemic, through all of this, is still getting theirs, man. They are charging a ton of money. And the other networks, Disney's getting a little bit of a cheap deal. The other networks like CBS, Fox, and NBC, they're going to pay about $2 billion for their package, which is a massive increase. It almost doubles their current deal. So each one of them are paying about $1 billion now. So, Damon, it just goes to show you that the NFL, despite the economic issues we had due to the COVID pandemic and the shutdown in this country that's hurt so many people out there on a day-to-day basis, it doesn't matter. The NFL rolls on.
Exactly. And that's one of the reasons why, for me personally, when people say, oh man, but you know, they're not going to be making as much money this season due to no fans and blah, 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 blah. Okay. I'm not feeling bad for the NFL. They're still going to get theirs. Like you said, like, oh man, that's like however many more billions and billions they're going to be getting on top from Disney. And then when they have to do when's the next CBA coming up?
Well, they just finished this one, yeah, I think it's
it shouldn't be 10 years. It shouldn't be like these longer gaps because this money, like this ad revenue money, like from the streaming partners or the TV partners, I feel like that changes so quickly because this landscape of TV is changing so quickly that the players, you know, who do I know, but maybe should have thought about like some shorter deals because it seems like the TV money is always going to keep coming in because people want the live rights to broadcast football.
They do. And obviously we're watching the NFL in different ways. The streaming thing, as you just mentioned, Damon, is huge. And who knows what's a year or two or three down the line where we're going to start watching things in different ways. So you have to keep an eye on that. All right, let's get to the phone lines. I want to make sure I talk to our listeners out there because I love doing that. First up is Raider 27. Raider 27, my friend, what's going on today?
Hey, how you doing, Scott?
Doing good, brother.
It's a little bittersweet today. You know, I definitely will miss hearing you. It's 3:00. I'm in Mountain Standard Time now. So, but, you know, I always had an appointment at 3:00 every day. No matter what happened, life stops at 3:00. You know, because I want to be on the show, and I've enjoyed talking Raiders with you. You know, I think I brought this up last year. I had a pretty rough health year, and, man, Sunday morning was the thing that got me through the week sometimes. I could turn on YouTube and you were on right after church. So I'd do church and then I'd watch your YouTube show and I really enjoyed you guys and I enjoyed the chat, interacting with with the different guys that, and a lot of them are still here. A lot of us just followed you onto the radio, you know, so I don't know what they're going to do with your time slot, but you know what, Scott, everybody's replaceable, but not everybody's replacement is good, you know, so I'll definitely miss you. And, I definitely will keep you in my thoughts. I'll keep you in my prayers. I better stop now while I can still talk. So, yeah, it's been a great run, man, and I really appreciate it. I really hope you come through this okay, and I really hope that I see you again on YouTube or somewhere.
Oh, yeah, Raider 27. Hey, listen, man, that means a lot, and it really does, because, you know, you do a show, and you look at it, and you say, okay, I'm doing good work, but you just don't know. You don't know how. I mean, yeah, there's ratings and things like that, but you don't know how you reach your audience, and I appreciate so much. I can't tell you how much I appreciate your comments, and yeah, we'll get the YouTube stuff fired up again. We're going to do more of that. Now that I won't be doing a daily show, we'll do that more, and a lot of the guys that you've seen on the show, including Q, including Chaz, including Kelly Kreiner, who does our draft stuff. They'll be back on there, and we'll do podcasts as well. So I might not be with you every day, but we'll be there, and I can't wait to interact with you. And I know you send me some DMs and stuff like that. You can always continue that. I'm always accessible, and I love talking to the listeners and keeping in touch with you guys, because you're part of the family now, and I appreciate that so much, man. You take care of yourself, and I'm sure I'll talk to you real soon.
All right. Thank you, Scott, man.
Take care, Raider. All right, there you go. Next up is another guy that I love talking to, and we didn't always agree, but you know what? He's passionate. He is what Raider Nation's all about. He's a guy who's always listened to the show here, and we appreciate him, and that is, of course, Gangster Raider from down in Los Angeles. What's going on?
Man, I'm a little bit sad, man. I had no idea. I was just tuning in like I normally do. And going to find out it's the last show kind of ruined my day. You know what I'm saying? This is like my show. Out of all the shows that's on Radio Nation Radio, I relate more with this one. You know what I'm saying? I've been listening since day one. I listen to Critch and Pray. Pritch and Clay. I listen to JT the Brick. But when I listened to you and Q that first day, it seemed like it just connected. I guess because both of y'all around my age, and y'all, you know, usually y'all didn't follow the formula. Usually it's a white guy and a former black player or whatever. But, you know what I mean, y'all didn't follow that basic format. It's just like two regular guys, you know what I'm saying, that love the Raiders, and y'all like meshed, you know what I'm saying? And y'all can say, I'm 47. I'm like right in between, I think, you and Q. Yep. And so I related more to this show, you know what I mean? And man, I'm kind of bummed out, man. I had no idea this was the last show. I was just tuning in like I normally do or whatever. I wanted to call and talk to you about the possible Russell Wilson trade, which I know won't happen because it's the Raiders. But anyway,
Gangster Raider, listen, man, I appreciate that. And to me, that's the biggest compliment, the fact that you found the show and you liked it and it connected with you, because that's what it's all about. And you know,
man,
we'll continue with
show. I'm hurt, man. I'm really hurt, man. This is not fair. This is like, y'all my show. You know what I'm saying? If I didn't listen to any show, I listened to you guys, and then I just argue with Vinny after you guys went off. You know what I'm saying?
Well, no, and I appreciate that. And you know what, though? We'll be around with the podcast, and we'll do live videos, too. And I got your email. I got your programs, man. I didn't forget about that, by the way. So we'll get those out to you.
I said what's up, too.
Oh, of course, yeah, and we'll continue to be in touch. There's no doubt, because you'll hear from me. I'm not going anywhere. I got to take a little bit of a break here and take care of some of these health issues, and then once I'm done with that, we'll be back at it.
Good luck with that, man.
Yeah, I appreciate that. But let's talk some football, since you mentioned the Russell Wilson thing. I know a lot of people yesterday had a real visceral reaction to it. They were like, oh, why are you talking about Carr again? This is ridiculous. And it's like, look, I'm not talking about Derek Carr. Russell Wilson named the Raiders as one spot he would go. That is news in itself. And I think I said yesterday, Gangster Raider, that's a massive compliment, and that Raider Nation should feel good about that one of the top quarterbacks, a future Hall of Famer, would be willing to play in Las Vegas.
Yeah, but all the players said they wasn't. Even Ndamukong Suh, remember, he said he was willing to go to Oakland. Even Jalen Rapsley, he said he wanted to go to Las Vegas. They always say it, but it seems like the Raiders, we never go after the players. First of all, it's like we're always in a bad salary cap space for some reason. I don't know why. We don't have no players who should be getting a gang of money. Our best players on the team are Josh Jacobs and Darren Waller. They're not breaking the bank, so – Why are we not able to go after all these high-priced free agents? And they talk about draft picks. I compared the Rams, like how the Rams went after Ndamukong Suh, how the Rams went after Jalen Ramsey, how the Rams signed Jared Goff. They didn't like him, and they got rid of him. Now they brought in Matt Stafford. It seemed like they make the big plays, and they've been to a Super Bowl recently to show for it. It's like the Raiders, like, we never make any plays. We always cash draft, seem like. It's like we always got some kind of contract we're trying to get out from under, and we never make the splash moves anymore since Al Davis is gone. And I've even resigned myself to the fact that we're not going to go after Deshaun Watson. We're not going to go after Russell Wilson, even if they named us, because of how the organization is. And it seems like it shouldn't be like that, since now we're in Vegas. It's no state tax. You know what I'm saying? We should be one of the premier organizations. It's good to be able to make the big moves and go after big players, but we don't. You know what I'm saying? Well, like right now, we have the third best quarterback in the division. You know what I'm saying? He almost got swept by the rookie Herbert last year. It wasn't for that Isaiah Johnson game-saving play. We got swept by the rookie, you know what I'm saying? We split with Patrick Mahomes, you know what I mean? And so far, we got the third best quarterback in the division. And if we're going to stay finishing second and third, then keep him, whatever. But we need to do something, or we just going to keep finishing second and third. Like I said, my sons are 18 and 19, and they've never seen the Raiders win the playoff game mm-hmm. in their lives. You know, so when the Raiders went to the Super Bowl in 2002, they were babies. Yeah. One and some months years old. So they've never seen the Raiders even win a playoff game. And it seems like the organization is stuck in this, like, I'm talking about the organization from the top down. It seems like we can't function like the Rams. The Rams go out to good players. They go to the Super Bowl. Even now, even though they signed Jared Goff, they've got rid of him. They saw he wasn't what he wanted. Now they got Matt Stafford. It seemed like we just try to keep doing the same thing over and over, and we stay finishing 8-8 and 7-9, and that's why I resigned. To, like, we're not even going to go after Russell Wilson, even if he named us as the only team to be traded to. It still wouldn't happen because of how the organization is run.
Yeah, I know. You know, I've heard a lot of Raider fans express that same view, Gangster Raiders. So. It's an interesting point. I mean, I don't know, you know, there's a lot of folks who feel like the Raiders feel they're good at quarterback, and so they don't need to do that, and they want to focus on the defense. But I hear you about the splash move and the fact that, you know, Russell Wilson, I don't think Russell Wilson will actually be traded. I really don't. But if he was going to, and the Raiders were a destination, then certainly that would make a huge impact, just because, listen, that's nothing against Derek Carr. That's just Russell Wilson's a better quarterback. If you're going to argue that, then I would just disagree with somebody who said that, because it's true. Same with Deshaun Watson. Again, not a knock on Derek Carr. He's a very good quarterback. It's just a different type of player. He's a guy who creates plays with his legs a lot more and a different mold. And clearly he's won a Super Bowl, almost won a second. But we'll see, man. But Gangster Raider, man, listen, thank you so much. And I'll see you. I'm sure I'll hear from you on the podcast and on the video as we get that geared up. And I'll get your programs out to you real soon, my man.
All right, thanks, man. Take care of yourself.
You too, my friend. Take care. All right, we're going to go out to 211 Steel Reserve, another caller here that we always enjoy hearing from. Steel Reserve, what's going on today on your Friday, brother?
Oh, just like everybody else, man, kind of bummed out. I'm going to tell you something, brother. I'm going to keep you in prayer. Godspeed. Get healthy soon. Speedy recovery. I'm going to tell you something, man. You might have been an ex-Chargers fan. But so was Al Davis. Al Davis was an ex-Chargers coach before he was a Raider GM or coach. So don't let no Raider fan hate you on that, because you're part of a big family now. You guys, you were part of this station that gave us a platform that we never had before. And I'm going to tell you something. A lot of us appreciate it, man. When you guys came on, I was the very first caller on the station, man. And I'm proud of that. And to have this mm-hmm. platform and have you guys have take our calls and let us express ourselves like Gangster Raider always, you know, expressing himself. I might not agree with them either. Cause I'm going to tell you something. Carr might be the third best quarterback in the division, but that don't really mean nothing, because it's all about a team as a whole. And it, I mean, Mahomes was the best quarterback, is the best quarterback in the league right now, right? And he lost to an old quarterback, whether, I mean, he's the GOAT, But I would still take Mahomes over Brady, but Brady still won the Super Bowl over him.
Yeah.
So it's all about a team as a whole. But I tell you what, I definitely would take a Russell Wilson. And another thing, to touch on what Gangster Raider said, man, I think the Raiders have always been used as a tool, as a mechanism to force something else from another team. I don't think Russell Wilson is going anywhere, but just keep it real. We're a mechanism. Either people came to us to get that final contract and just call it a career, or to force, you know, something else. And now we're being used as a tool where, man, the Raiders might go after this guy. We better hurry up and do something. So we're still that mechanism. Until we shake that and people actually do come over, and like he said, we actually pull the trigger on some players and they actually succeed on our team, it ain't going to change.
Yeah, I hear that a lot, man. I hear that a lot from the longtime Raider fans. And it's funny you brought up the point about Al Davis coaching with the Chargers. That seems to be ignored by those folks. But you know what? Hey, listen, if you talk to everybody who covers the Raiders, there's only a couple guys who cover the Raiders who grew up Raiders fans. The rest of them grew up watching other teams and being fans of other teams. And to me, if I was coming on here and gloating about the Chargers all the time and how great they were and all that kind of stuff, if it makes me unable to talk about the Raiders because I grew up a Charger fan, then you probably have your head up your ass. So I appreciate that 211 Steel Reserve, man. And reach out to us on the podcast and the video. We'll be around. I appreciate you, man. You take care of yourself.
You too, fella. Take it easy.
All right. There you go, 211 Steelers. All right, we're going to take our first break. When we come back, we got Ruben and Rich. You're next up after the break, so don't go anywhere. You're with Damon and Scott here on Silver and Black Today on Raider Nation Radio.
From Stabler to Plunkett and Allen to Jacobs, we've got your Raiders covered on Silver and Black Today. Here's your host, Scott Culbranson.
We ain't going nowhere. We ain't going nowhere.
Welcome back, Silver and Black Today. The show finale today. Yes, our last show here on Raider Nation Radio. Thanks for being with us, and thanks for the continued notes coming in. Getting a lot of text messages and direct messages from listeners. Thanks so much for the kind words and the recognition of the work that we put in for Raider Nation as far as giving you guys a voice and giving you a platform to talk about your beloved Silver and Black. Scott Culbranson back with you. Damon Cotton with me today. To go right back on the phone lines. Rich has been real patient on the line. Rich, you're on with Scott and Damon. What's going on, Rich?
Hey, what's up, Scott?
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, man. I'm getting to miss you, man. Like Raider Gangster said, you was really the only show that I really tuned into every day, especially, you know, when you were with Q. But you always told it how it is. And don't worry about these weirdo Raider fans talking about you're a Charger fan. Man, you've done more for Raider Nation than any of them will ever do. So just wanted to say that I appreciate you, and take care of yourself. I know you're going to have surgery, right?
Yes, next week.
Well, good luck with that. And take care of your mental health and physical health, because in this life, everything is temporary. And then we need to appreciate, you know, the smaller things. And that's what really matters, is our health, you know, our mental health, especially physical health. That's the real wealth in this life. So I wish you nothing but the best. And just know that I appreciate you. And I know that a bunch of Raider fans appreciate you. And hopefully, you know, I'll stay in touch with you. By the way, for Raider fans that are on Twitter, my Twitter handle is Rich1990 with two R's. So if, you know, if any Raider fans want to follow me, I know I'm always reaching out to you on Twitter, and mm-hmm. I'm going to stay in touch, and I hope everything works out for you. You know, if you ever need anything, anybody to talk to, you know, you could always talk to me. And, I wish you the best, and hopefully Raiders get it together. You know, with this Russell Wilson stuff that's going on, who knows if they're really going to let him go. But I know that in June – his cap number is going to drop to around $12 million. So if he's really unhappy, and him saying he wants to land with the Raiders, that's something that you can't pass up, you know. Hey, we smoke first-round picks anyways. Might as well throw Derek Carr three first-round picks for Russell Wilson, you know. So who knows? What do you think about that?
Yeah, you know, I mean, and first of all, Rich, you're a good man. I appreciate the kind words. And yeah, I'll be around and we'll stay in touch. There's no doubt about that. And again, you guys, people like you gave me the energy to do this show every day. So I appreciate that. Don't forget that too, because you were as much a part of this show as I was or anybody else who co-hosted with me throughout the history of it. So thank you for that. As far as trading, you know, Derek Carr for Russell Wilson, like I said yesterday, I don't see it happening, but I agree with you. You have to always explore it. And I think this is the problem, and I'm going to get on a little soapbox here. This is the problem with politics, with pretty much anything today, in my view, and that is people don't want to talk about things. They have a belief. And listen, you can disagree, right? You can disagree. We had a caller just a minute ago. We were talking to 211 Steel Reserve, and he said, hey, listen, you know, Gangster Raider always brings the passion. I don't always agree with him, and sometimes I really disagree with him. But you know what? He brings it, and he talks it. And I think, you know, mentioning that, hey, what if you traded Russell Wilson and Derek Carr for Russell Wilson and gave up three round draft picks. Look, some people might think that that's ridiculous. Other people say, hey, you know what? That's logical. If you can get better at the position, why don't you do it? I'm not here to pass judgment. I can give you my opinion. But I think that teams listen. I don't think that they're actively trying to shop their quarterback. But at the same time, you have to listen. It's a business, folks. I know that's really tough for fans sometimes to wrap their head around, especially these days, but it's a business. So no matter how much you like a guy or think that the guy deserves more respect or whatever, it's a business. And teams move on from players all the time. And so nothing would surprise me. I think it's a very slim chance that happens. I think it's less than 1%. But at the same time, it's a possibility. And talking about it is not a slight on anybody. Talking about it is not something, you know, you people, oh, just shut up, stop talking about it. Well, no, why? Why? Why can't you talk about ideas? If you don't like the idea, then talk about why the idea is bad. Refute it. There's no problem with refuting it. If you have facts and you can answer those questions, great. Then have the discussion. But there's nothing wrong with having the discussion. Rich, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate your support, and I'm sure we'll hear from you on down the line. All right, going back on the phones, my good friend, my London buddy, it is Just Win Wendy. What's going on, Wendy?
Hi, Scott. How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing good. And I was just thinking, okay, I'm not going to do reminiscing. And I'm like, oh, no, I have to do some reminiscing. I mean, didn't you go out with your drone and do drone videos? Or was that somebody? Yeah, you did, over the construction site, right?
I did.
Yeah, that's a reminiscing.
I did. I had fun doing that because I'm a relatively new drone pilot, but I got my certification to go over to fly over the construction site. So I would go out there and take some videos. And you know, there's professional, quote unquote, professionals from the local TV stations and whatnot that would do it. But I tried to do it too, and I didn't have, you know, the $8,000 drone and all that kind of stuff. But I did it anyway, and right up until the end. And I even had some run-ins with the police and with Raider security who would tell me I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
But I always had my paperwork, and I'm like, no, you guys are wrong. The law. But I enjoyed doing that. It was fun to me too, documenting it, because that's the one thing.
So
I live in Las Vegas, and I've been here. My wife was born and raised in Las Vegas. She's a native.
Yeah.
And it was a big deal for the community. And so I wanted to bring that different perspective. That's funny you remember that.
Yeah, I thought it was cool. And you know, at that time, it was, because I remember summer of 2019, summer of 2018. Well, I can't remember. I think it was sometime in 2019, in the summer, that I started listening to the Sunday show, which was awesome. I had so much fun on the chat room there. And I know we'll get back to doing that again. But we had just a wasteland here in the Bay Area, and we were dying, you know, for some Raider content. And so it was so exciting to have you to go to, because we hated all of the people that talked here. And that was really awesome. So I think, you know, the only thing I really wanted to share is that I know you're not going anywhere, so I'm not saying goodbye. I'm just saying, hey, you know, we're looking forward really to where you're going to go next. And I know you're still going to be involved in Raider Nation. And I liked what they said this morning. I don't know if it was Perfect Clay, but he said, Raider Nation needs Scott Gilbranson.
Oh, that's so kind.
That's it, man. we need you. We don't want you to go away. So you're not going away. So, you know, once a Raider, always a Raider, man. You've been in the building before most of us have even seen it. Both buildings. And so you are there. And so I'm really, really glad, you know, that that you're going to be moving on to new things and wonderful things. And I can't wait to talk to you again soon. Oh, I got one more thing about Mariota.
Yes.
Can we talk about Mariota? Okay. So one of the things that I thought of when we brought in Mariota, I was so excited because I know the year before they had lost like 10 quarterbacks to injuries. Mm-hmm. It was, I don't know, maybe it wasn't 10, but it was a lot, including Andrew Luck, remember?
Yeah.
And so it was like, oh, good, we've got a good backup instead of the Connor Cook, you know, debacle that happened the year before. And so I was really excited that we had him. And I think that's one thing that people, you know, aren't remembering. I know we might have to get rid of him, but we still need a good backup in case of emergency.
Yeah, and you're not sold on Nathan Peterman? No?
He's a great third string, you know, keep him back there in the third. We need him. He needs to be there. But, you know, I don't want him to start ever. I hope he never has to start.
There you go. Well, Wendy, thank you again for the kind words. And I know we'll be in touch and we'll have the video up and running again. So we'll have fun in that chat room. There was tons of great conversation in that chat room all the time on the video. And I'm sure we'll have that again. But thank you so much for your friendship. Thank you so much for your loyalty and for listening. And you know what? Raider Nation Radio will continue, obviously, and they'll have great programming. And I'm sure you guys will, whoever they slot in here at the 2 o'clock slot, hopefully they are a great spot for you guys to voice your opinions as well. So have a great day, bud. All right. We're going back out on the phone lines to Jay. Jay, you're on with Scott and DeMond here on Silver and Black today.
What's up with you, Scott? How you doing?
Good, my man. How are you?
I'm good, buddy. I just called, man, just to thank you. I appreciate the show. I hate saying goodbyes. I'm just not going to get into that. But we just wanted to let you know, we appreciate you. I know you from San Diego, so I don't know how deep your Raider ties are, right? But once a Raider, always a Raider. So we're going to make sure on the Raider station and Q and Hondo and everything like that, man. You guys just made 2 to 4 go by easy. And I just want to let you know we appreciate you and praying for you and everything's going to be all right. You're not going to hit me on Twitter, so just keep your head up, man, and thank you again.
All right, Jade, man, I appreciate that. And thanks for your messages too online. I appreciate that as much. Shows what kind of guy you are. And thank you for the kind words. All right, we're going back again. We have another caller. It is my man, Bourbon Raider. Of course, I am a big bourbon guy. So Bourbon Raider and I connected early for our love over the brown drink.
Yes, we did. Absolutely, bud. you know, we like it neat, man. We like it neat.
Exactly.
But
forget
hey,
the damn ice.
Yeah, exactly. I just had to call in, man, and, you know, obviously give you well wishes. And I'm very confident everything is going to go well with your surgery and all that. And, you know, I'm going to continue supporting, you know, you and the Silver and Black show and everything. And, yeah, man, I hope to, you know, come out there to Vegas and meet you one day and actually have a bourbon together.
Absolutely, man. We will do that for sure. I've gotten a bunch of messages like that to say, hey, we're going to hopefully come out for a game. Can you meet up? Absolutely. I'll meet up. I'll have dinner. I'll have a bourbon. I'll do whatever you guys want to do because I've gotten to know everybody through the shows and it would be great because of damn COVID, you know, I didn't get to meet anybody this year when we were on the air. Had COVID not happened, you know, we would have been doing shows at the stadium. We would have been doing shows all over the place, but unfortunately we couldn't do that. So I'm looking forward to getting out there and meeting you guys, and you bet your backside we're gonna have a nice bourbon together.
I love it, man. I love it. All right, brother. Well, I'll okay, go let you go, man. I'll definitely keep in touch with you.
All right, I appreciate that so much. All right. By the way, as always, I want to take this time to thank, and I'll do it throughout the show, but I want to thank first our title sponsor of this show. You know, when you come in and you have a show, because I'm not an employee of the radio station, right? So the way that we do this is we bring in sponsors, and one of my sponsors, my title sponsor, and two people I consider very good friends. So it's not just me reading ads and all that, but it's Sam and Ash, the injury attorney, 702-820-1234, because you deserve what's right. And they powered this show. When I moved over to Raider Nation Radio, I had known Sam before I knew Ashley, but I knew Sam from the other station. And when I came over, you know, he was the first one that said, man, I want to be part of your show. And the support of both Sam and Ashley and Sam and Ash Law Firm has been huge for us. And I just want to thank them personally for that. And we have a friendship. So that friendship goes on even with the show going off the air. But I will tell you that these are really good people. And if you do need someone, if you have an accident or whatever, I'm telling you, these are good. They're not just good lawyers, because they're excellent lawyers. And let me tell you, Ashley is a bulldog. Sam is great too, but Ashley, I mean, you talk about chomping on and not letting go. She is that way. So if you need somebody to help you, definitely go to Sam and Ash. And I want to thank them for their support of this show. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we roll on. 702-365-9200 is the number. Still a lot of talk about Russell Wilson. Some fans out there, Raider fans, are warm to that idea. Other Raider fans don't even want to talk about it. Which one are you? Give me a call, 702-365-9200. You're with DeMond and Scott here on Silver and Black today on Raider Nation Radio.
If you believe Tom Brady did fumble and that Franco Harris didn't catch that pass and call it the Immaculate Deception, then you found the right place. This is Silver and Black today on Raider Nation Radio, 920 AM. Baby, bye, bye.
DeMond Cotton bringing us back in. That's funny. Silver and Black today here on Raider Nation Radio. Our finale here as we go off the air today. Thanks for being with us, and thanks for all the great notes and calls. Really just blessed. And I thank all of you for being part of this and for being part of what's to come too. With the podcast and the live videos we'll be continuing to do once I get back up and running here in a couple weeks. And by the way, the other thing too, you know, I have some health issues, but one of the things I've been doing recently, especially since I started this show in August, is just eating better, right? That's one of the things. You get to be my age, you start to age, you got to eat better. And one of the things I've done is I find that I would eat lunch, and lunch, I sometimes do too heavy lunch. I'd do a fast food lunch, or even if it was a healthy lunch, it was just too much. So luckily, I turned to Dr. Jen's Ultimate Protein Bars for a meal replacement. These are great food. It doesn't matter if it's for a meal replacement or a snack for you and your family. My kids eat them. They try to eat them multiple times a day. I have to ratchet them back because they try to eat too many of them, and then there's none left for dad. But this is great stuff. No artificial sweeteners. It's all natural. Great superfoods like quinoa, kale, and spinach. Amazing flavors. And by the way, great fiber to keep your gut in good health. And not only that, you get that high protein you're looking for, and they taste good. They don't taste like, remember those old shake shingle roof shack, tiles that you'd see on roofs back in the day? Yeah, they don't taste like that. They taste delicious. And for our listeners, if you use the code SBT10 at drjensnutrition.com, you get a special discount, plus they ship them out to you at no cost. If you're in Las Vegas, Vegas Discount Nutrition, as well as Terrible Herbs, you can pick them up there. And trust me, these things are delicious. Dr. Jen's Ultimate Protein Bars. So go check them out. I know a lot of you have. They are members of Raider Nation. And I want to take this time, too, to thank them for their support of this show. They have been just amazing, amazing folks. And I know we're going to talk to them. They're on hold right now. And so we're going to talk to them in a minute. It's apropos that they're holding as we're talking about the product. But these are good people. And they're members of Raider Nation, season ticket holders out at Allegiant Stadium. And just very, very good people. Dr. Andy, Dr. Jen, their son Aiden, just have been an amazing support structure for us, not only on the show, but as friends as well. So thank you to them too. So make sure you check out drjensnutrition.com. All right, we're going out on the phone lines to Ruben. Ruben, you're on. What's going on, man?
Hey, Scott, DeMond, thanks for taking my call. Really quick, happy birthday to Mr. Phil Villapiano.
Yes.
And it's his birthday today, so it's a quick happy birthday. But another thing, hey, man, I'm old school. I listen to you on 920 AM. throughout my day at work. I listen to Raider Nation Radio all day. I just heard about what's going on, Scott. You know, I've never met you personally. I'm a Vegas local too now. And it's going to miss you, man. My thoughts and well wishes are with you and your family. I hope you come back stronger than ever, whatever personal stuff, health-wise, you got going on. Thank you for giving the shout-out to my son on his birthday that one time. He recorded it on his iPad. We got that saved.
Nice.
I mean, yeah, Scott, like I said, man, you know, I always knew you were a – I mean, I don't do the Twitter. I don't do the, you know, the social and all that stuff. But I had a feeling you were a Charger fan when you always – on the Raider Nation Radio, you always mentioned being a Padre fan. I don't know much about you. I'm old school. Like I said, I work for a living, you know, driving around all day, truck driving and all over Vegas. And I listen at 9:20 a.m., you know, so I'm just old school. So every time you'll be on the show, you'll be like, oh, I'm a Padres fan. So I figured you were a Charger fan. But, hey, Raider Nation loves you, man. Like I said, I wish you nothing but the best. I don't do the podcast. I don't do the, you know, all that internet stuff, really. But maybe I should look you guys up, start listening to your shows more. But I really hope, man, you could come back. Like I said, I listen to Raider Nation Radio all day at work. You know, that's what I got my truck lost in, my work truck and my personal truck right now. So, you know, love you, man. And like I said, I've never met you. Maybe one day I'll bump into you out here in Vegas. You know, Vegas ain't that big, man. It ain't that big. So maybe I could bump into you one day, you know, once you're back on your feet and do what you got to do. Love you, Scott. Yeah. Appreciate you. And like I said, win, lose, or tie, man. Raiders till I die. I don't got like all the other callers, 211, Raiders, man. They all got all the things I want to say, you know. So I really don't say as much, you know, insight-wise. But I love my Raiders, man. And like I said, Raider Nation loves you. And get well, Scott. And like I said, Ruben here in Vegas. Win, lose, or tie, Raiders till I die. Get well, Scott.
Ruben, I appreciate it, man. And every time you call, you're always positive. Even when things were tough, you would be positive. And yeah, I talk about the Padres more. The Chargers, I grew up a Chargers fan. I have not been a Chargers fan for several years. When they were going to leave San Diego and it was becoming evident, I kind of gave up my fandom. I became a fan of football. And then once the Raiders were going to move here, and I started a business around it too. And it wasn't just for business reasons. Like I said, I have kids born here. My wife was born here. Las Vegas is my home. I love this place. And so for me, the Raiders coming to Las Vegas, that instantly meant that that's where my interest was going to be. And so I appreciate you, man. And I'm sure we'll run into each other at a game or something like that. So make sure you look for me. And we always appreciated your calls and your support. And more than that, just the fact that you're a positive guy, you're a hardworking guy, and we appreciate that more than anything. So take care of yourself. All right. Now we bring in Dr. Andy, Dr. Jen of Dr. Jen's Ultimate Protein Bars. What's going on, Docs?
Hey, how are you?
Hey, Scott.
We just wanted to call in, say hello today, and love the show. Appreciate it, you know. And we've been great partners, so we really appreciate it. Love that you love the bars, and you know, we're local chiropractors here, and that just became kind of a side business for us. So we appreciate the help very much. So you know, and for me, you know, I've been a Raiders fan my whole life, went to UNLV back in the day, and I have to say, of all of the AFC West, my friends, when we were having a rough time in the 90s, of course, my friends that were from San Diego, they're like, oh, we're going back to the Charger fans. I'm like, all right, whatever. Now, of course, they're back to the Raider fans again. We open it with open arms, but it's funny how that was the only team where you was like kind of go back and forth with, Raiders or Chargers. It was kind of funny. But we appreciate you, Scott, and I just wanted to say thank you, and we will see you soon, and take care of yourself. And here's Dr. Jen.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, Dr. Jen.
Just like my husband said, look, we miss you, we appreciate you, but we still are going to be listening to your podcast and, of course, watching you on YouTube, and we're friends, you know. We don't just advertise. We are friends. So, you know, if you ever need anything, you know how to reach us. But, Scott, I do want to also say, you know, to your listeners, I so appreciate all the support that we've gotten. I mean, I grew up a Giants fan, but I became a Raiders fan in 1997 when I met my husband, and I bleed silver and black. I mean, I love Raider Nation, and I'm telling you, when someone orders with that SBT10, it's like family. I don't know if they can tell, but I put love into that. So
oh, yeah. You know, Dr. Jen, I have to say, too, because we get, you know, I get people who message me or they'll tweet at me or email me about when they order your bars and how you put a personal note in each one of the orders.
Oh, and I love to, because I really feel like we're friends. And I really want to, give a shout out, too, to some of the people who call in, like Wendy and Raider 27 and Fabian. Fabian, I love you if you're listening. I just always want to tell him that. But just know from the bottom of our hearts, we so appreciate you. And we're with you. And we're with Raider Nation. And that SBT 10 is going to stay active until there is no more Dr. Jens. I mean, it's always on. So I just
well,
to, you know
to both of you, thank you so much, and I appreciate that. And because you are also amazing doctors of chiropractic, and when I get past this stuff, you're going to be part of me getting healthier too. So you'll see me. I need to come in for an adjustment anyway. You need to help me with that shoulder still.
Excellent.
We look forward to it.
And one quick last thing, and it's kind of sad. My son, Aiden, has been calling in, and it's because of you guys and your discussion, Hondo and Q and everybody, that he has now taken an interest in football like I've never seen before. And I know he plays PlayStation, so he's got a one-up on me because he gets all the different defenses and all the stuff that I don't really understand, but he knows. And he's called into your show, and I appreciate that your discussions with him because he really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Well, he's a good kid. The apple does not fall far from the tree. And both of you and Aiden, number three, I appreciate you guys so much. And I'll see you really soon, I'm sure, in the next couple weeks.
Great. We can't wait.
All right. There you go. Dr. Jen and Dr. Andy from Dr. Jen's Ultimate Protein Bars. Just great folks, as you can tell, and members of Raider Nation. And your support has meant a lot to them. It's meant a lot to me, and we certainly appreciate it. Okay, it's time for the top of the hour break. One more hour to go here on Silver and Black today on Raider Nation Radio.